Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hi, this is Mark Sirianis. Welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis, as I said, and we are a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? It is Tuesday. I am coming to you fresh off of the USAT Grand Prix East. This was the third in the Grand Prix series for USAT Taekwondo, sparring in Pumse at a high level. Prior ones were at Reno and Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the final event leading up to and qualifying for in the qualifier series for USAT Nationals taking place the end of July in Salt Lake City, Utah. So we are going to talk about that today. But first, a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, NHL conference finals, Major League Baseball, fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Again, this call to action is one we do every week. Head over to there with your mobile device or your phone. That's betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. Use the promo code BLEAV. That's our network, BLEAV. We'll put it in the notes and you get 50% off your welcome deposit. So I want you to do that. As I said, this was a truly great event in a really fun, nice city. Obviously, summertime on the beach, literally right there on the beach. The conference center was across the street from a beautiful beach, a beautiful conference center, beautiful venue for hosting the event. Props to USAT and to the people that organized it. Professionally run. Last year's Grand Prix Series was really, really good. The Grand Prix East took place in Greenville, South Carolina. We reported on that. It was great, but they actually improved on even that event. Well run, well organized. The biggest calamity, the biggest dilemma, the biggest disruption had nothing to do with Grand Prix or USAT. It had to do with flights. We are in a very, very difficult time. Not a shock to anyone post-COVID era. Most of the airlines had consolidated, laid off people, and there are just not enough staff and not enough pilots. And as a result, I think last week nationwide in the U.S., Wednesday or Thursday, 1,700 flights canceled. Thursday, 1,800 flights canceled. Friday, almost 2,000 flights canceled. So as you can imagine, waiting for coaches to come, waiting for athletes to come, trying to coordinate weigh-ins, there was a little excitement about that. But that is something that couldn't have been forecast when this event was scheduled. Isn't the fault of anyone related to this event, and not sure there's much that we can do about it. The event, one of the exciting parts of the event, the first major series of events for Pumse side since the World Taekwondo Championships, Pumse Championships in Goyang. The level of Pumse was terrific on all levels, teams, pairs, freestyle, ultras, cadets, everything. Really, really great. The USAT, the US Pumse program is strong, and it was on full display at in Daytona Beach. On the sparring side, these series of events are really the broadest and first events in which the new WT sparring rules have been incorporated. One of the great things about this being the last event is that since the iteration of the rules, a couple of things have happened which make it better for coaches, athletes, and particularly referee and organizing staff. And that is, number one, the technology's quickly caught up. When they did the first Grand Prix under the new rules, many of the adjustments needed to be made manually on the system because the software wasn't all updated for the new rule system. You know, 2 out of 3, 12 gram jumps. We've talked about this if you go back to our program on that. The other part of it is, though, that there have been some modifications of those rules and how they're interpreted based upon them being used on the WT on the world stage. So we have the benefit of being the newest, most up-to-date version of the application of those rules. As a referee, we trained very, very hard on making sure we understood those and we got those down. But also that the athletes have had time to train and adjust. And I would have to say it's truly, truly an amazing thing. A credit to the coaches, a credit to the athletes that they've made adjustments from going for years under a different set of rules to the newest set of rules. Before I get into that, I do want to talk about an event which we are co-sponsoring, Carnage MMA, taking place live in New York City on July 8th. I'm going to put the link there. There are tickets still available. Our link will take you to either live, if you want to see it live on 353 West Street in New York City, or if you want to do a pay-per-view, a modest pay-per-view of like $35, the link is there. And that is for live MMA action, a little bit different from Taekwondo, but we always do MMA, Taekwondo in MMA as part of a development, and this is part of that series. Going back to the Grand Prix, I think it's exciting to see. One of the things that I've seen is a couple of things that are different about these rules. Very, very much more dynamic fighting, requiring the rules and the execution of the rules, requiring fighters to really fight out. No ability to engage in extended clinches, no ability to simply use your leg as an opportunity to fake the PSS. You must really engage in sparring. I think it is something that people have been looking forward to, and I think they will be pleasantly surprised by the nature of what they're going to see in terms of this type of combat. I was really, really pleased to see how dynamic the matches were. The change in the 2 out of 3 system changes the entire strategy. Many of the preliminary type matches, from what I saw, they never went further than 2 rounds because a dominant athlete would take care of a less dominant athlete in 2 rounds. The more competitive matches, the semifinals and the final matches, we saw many more matches that good coaches and good athletes were able to make adjustments in a second round, win that round, and then the athletes have to go to the third. Knowing that there's no golden point puts a certain premium on those 3 rounds. The other thing is that when you end up in a situation where you cannot have a tie, there has to be a tie breaker. And ultimately, that tie breaker can be called a Wusu Karuk, which is where the referees and the corner judges have to choose the more dynamic athlete. It's important that everyone's watching the match more closely and that the athletes are engaging in greater combat. Even if they're not scoring, it's a more dynamic match because ultimately someone will have to look at them and say, which one is really the greater fighter? Again, I think from the standpoint of the organization of this event was terrific. 6 rounds constantly in full play. I saw little to no downtime whatsoever. Judging on both the Pumse and the sparring side, I thought was very fair, and an opportunity to be in a great city for the summertime close to the beach. There are exciting things coming from USAT over the course of the next 2 months, some of which I can't get into now, but which I'm telling you we'll talk about and which will really, really change a lot of the access that USAT athletes have towards being able to be really high achieving, both on the Pumse and this, particularly on the Karugi side, as we make the march for Paris 2024, which is coming up, USAT Nationals, and then, of course, the Grand Slam Series and things of that nature. We are deep into the 2022 season, the first real season since the COVID shutdown. It's exciting. The Grand Prix East was a perfect example of that. I hope you get to check out Nationals. This is being streamed. You know, great commentary from certainly Sherman, a great Taekwondo practitioner, a great human being, and somebody who is a great commentator. So as we get closer to Salt Lake City, I hope you'll check that out. I hope to hear, I'd love to hear your feedback on the Grand Prix series, anything that you witnessed, anything that you saw. And I will certainly be sharing some great photos with this post. My name is Mark Sirianis. This episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is where the betting and sports begin. Go over to betonline.ag. I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.